Passages 3rd Edition, Level 2, Units 7 to 12, Test B, Part A. Listen to Jeffrey and Lauren talking about their attitudes toward changing times. Then check the correct answers. Jeffrey.
What do I think about the way things are changing? Well, I guess it depends. For the most part, I welcome change and innovation. But some technology changes too fast. For example, I'm pretty good at doing fairly simple mechanical things, like I can put in a new light fixture or fix certain electronics. As a teenager, I used to fix old TVs that people were throwing out and sell them for extra cash. But not anymore. TVs are so complicated these days, and it seems like as soon as one TV with the latest innovation comes out, another comes along with some other new innovation. It's not like I resist change or anything, but I just can't keep up. It's frustrating sometimes. My old TV broke a few weeks ago, and I wanted to fix it, but it was too complicated. So I took it to a repair shop to have it fixed. But the man in the repair shop told me that my TV was out of date and I should just buy a new one. I couldn't believe it. My TV is only a couple of years old. I think it's wasteful, not to mention expensive. I think I'll just do without a TV for a while.
Lauren.
I used to really resist change. I was a technophobe. You know, couldn't stand anything to do with technology. But being forced by my job to have a laptop finally changed all that. Before I got my laptop, I vowed never to own a computer. I thought they were frivolous, and I didn't want to waste my time learning how to use one when I could be spending my time helping other people. Of course, people thought I was crazy. Then, my job at a health organization required me to be in contact with workers in Africa, and the only way to do that was having video conferences from home at night. So, my boss gave me a laptop to take home. I was surprised. It was so easy to use, and I actually worked more efficiently because of it. And of course, I was still helping people. Today, it seems silly that I resisted technology for so long. Now I use it all the time to communicate with my grandchildren.